The Packers will quickly turn their attention to their Sunday road matchup in Denver against the Broncos. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Green Bay's 28-21 victory over the Bears on Sunday moved them into the top spot in the NFC North and up to second in the NFC rankings all told. Safety Evan Williams said it feels great to be in first place in the North.
But we also understand, you know, it don't mean much if we don't hold up our end of the bargain for the rest of the year. Like, these are some crucial games coming down. We got four more. Yeah, I mean, we understand that we did a good job today, but our future is in our hands. And, you know, we still have to come out and perform at a really high level, you know, these next 4 weeks.
Jordan Love threw an early pick and then tossed three touchdown passes afterwards. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously a tough play. But I thought, you know, outside of that, man, I thought he did a really good job, number one, taking care of the ball, but just making huge plays. You know, that the third down throw to Christian Watson, he sees man coverage and he checks to that play. That's a hell of a job to him. Same with the first touchdown pass to him. He sees, you know, an all-out pressure and he checks to that play, and just a great job by him.
UW River Falls, the last Wisconsin football team remaining in the NCAA Division III football playoffs. River Falls beat St. John's of Minnesota 42-14. In third round action on Saturday. They advanced in the quarterfinals for the first time in school history. They'll take on Wheaton College at home this Saturday. Brewers have been named Baseball America's Organization of the Year. Manager Pat Murphy also capturing the outlet's Major League Manager of the Year award. The Brewers are the first organization to win the award five different times. Hockey Badgers remain second in this week's U.S. College Hockey Online Top 25 poll. They swept Notre Dame in South Bend last weekend and lead the Big Ten standings. Wisconsin guard John Blackwell has been named Big Ten Player of the Week. He has scored 56 points in the last two Badger victories. Bucks have some time off before their next game. They'll return to action on Thursday, hosting Boston at Fiserv. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.